Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair, and many thanks to all panelists for their insightful presentations. The EU welcomes the focus of this panel, the discussion on laws, policies, judicial decisions, and other measures taken by states to achieve the ends of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is both timely and important. We affirm the EU's continued strong commitment to promote, fulfill, and protect the rights of Indigenous peoples as set out in the Declaration and international human rights law. As challenges are emerging and accelerating, efforts to comply particularly with Article 38 of UNDRIP need to be continuous, not one-off. This is becoming ever more evident in light of the impacts of climate change, which disproportionately affects Indigenous peoples, threatening their lands, livelihoods, and traditional ways of life, as they often rely on natural ecosystems and are more vulnerable to environmental disruptions caused by rising temperatures, extreme weather, and resources depletion. Distinguished panelists, could you share examples of measures, laws, and policies that successfully help protecting and promoting the rights of Indigenous peoples in the context of a green and just transition? Thank you so much in advance.